You know, I think a ton. You know, I think, as much of it, just how they interact with their teammates, you know, how they, you know, the emotion that they practice with, some of the things you don't see maybe, you know, in game tape when you're studying college players, how they learn, how coachable they are, you know, not making the same mistakes. You know, we've gotten to be, you know, in three different film sessions as far as, you know, evaluating practice. So it's really like the first week of camp that we'd have them if we drafted them.
When you get to April, how much further along are you with these 53 guys when it comes to, okay, you know, we've had them for a week?
Well, for us as coaches, you know, you got to remember, we're not out in the college ranks, you know, all season long watching these guys play games and watching video. We're coaching our own team. So usually this is the first look at them, you know, if you're not coaching it. So you're trying to figure out who's who, where they're from. What's been kind of nice is our, you know, first look is actually being in the meeting room with them all week, actually watching film with them, interacting with them both on the practice field and the meeting room setting. So it's a big catapult in my mind.
A few of the players have said that obviously they can talk to you about who they are, but then showing you who they are is a big difference as well.
Yeah, I think, it's hands-on. It's like you're coaching them. It's like your first week in training camp, you know, at House Hall or, you know, Bourbonnais. So, I think it's a huge leg up as far as getting to know guys and how they respond. Well, it's a little bit like, you know, when you have your team and you're in practices, you know, you evaluate everything, whether it's individual, whether it's how they conduct themselves in meetings, to, you know, how they practice. And then really the test is the games, you know, see how they can take that. You know, it's about what to do, how to do it, and being able to operate it under pressure. And, you know, there's no bigger pressure than games. Well, I think he builds a good relationship with the players. They respond well to him. He coaches them hard, but they want to be coached hard. I mean, guys, you know, they respond to coaches that can make them better. And I think CJ makes them better.
Did you see his fingerprints on some of the guys, particularly like a Cam Meredith this last year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, CJ's been doing it for a minute. You know, he has probably a long list, both from the college level and the pro level. So, like anybody that's been in this for a minute, you've been blessed to be around some really good players, and you get to put a stamp on them yourself. Well, I think the Pro Bowl's changed so much, but there's still enough veterans there, that, you know, guys that have had extended careers, doing it on a consistent basis, see how they go about their business, how they work. I think the more young players can be exposed to veteran guys that do it the right way, and typically they're doing it the right way if they're playing in the Pro Bowl, the better.